All right. Good morning, everyone. I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the December 3rd, 2025 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kotkamp, and I've been appointed by Chelan County to serve as a land use hearing examiner. And my job is to render decisions on the items that are on the agenda for today. Before I go into my normal statement about hearing information on the hearing process, I want to note that the first two items on today's agenda, that being P24-444 and P24-473, those are not going to hearing today. Those have been continued by agreement between the hearing examiner and the applicant and the county. Those items are continued to a date and time certain, that being April 15, 2026, at 1 p.m. Because they are being continued at this hearing, which was duly noticed, there will not be any further notice that is going to be required for those hearings. So now, if it came for those items, they're not going to be heard today. We'll go into the information on the hearing process. I hold hearings to consider the merits of various proposals that are authorized to come before me, including the conditional use permit that we're going to talk about today. I'll consider any testimony and evidence presented at the hearing today, as well as all the written materials that are already on file in order to make my decision. The hearing process has rules, but I'll try to be relaxed and informal, but we still have a procedure we're going to use. For the item on today's agenda, staff will present their report to make whatever recommendations that they wish to make. Next, the applicant or the applicant's representative will be given an opportunity to present their testimony and evidence. The applicant has the burden of proof to show compliance with all the applicable rules and regulations. If somebody from the public is here that wishes to testify, I'll then give them that chance to do so. And if there is any testimony in opposition to the project, I'll give the applicant an opportunity to submit whatever rebuttal testimony they wish to make. Now, if you are going to testify, what I'm going to have you do is unmute yourself, and I'll have you state your name and address, and then I'm going to swear you in as a witness. And ask you keep your testimony relevant to the application we're talking about and not to other issues beyond the scope of the proposal. I do have the option following this hearing to keep the record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. But in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. Except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding requests to reopen a hearing and request for reconsideration. My decision on the conditional use permit we're hearing today will be final and conclusive unless it is appealed. Appeals are by means of what's called a land use petition action, which has to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of the decision. And if the appeal is not timely filed, the appeal would be barred. Once again, I've reviewed the item on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in the property or other proposal to be heard today. I will be able to fairly and objectively consider this item. And then outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report and the exhibits that referenced in the staff report, the application materials, and the remainder of the staff file, I've not had any communication regarding this item that's on today's agenda. So, with those representations, if you do have an objection to me hearing the conditional use matter that's on the agenda, if so, you need to unmute yourself and state so at this time.
Mr. Kotkamp, Susan Dretke with Chelan County Community Development. It has just been brought to our attention that there are some citizens or people, I'm not sure who they are, who showed up to the hearing room. And so we are in the process of verifying which of the items on today's agenda they are attending. So, can we have a few minutes to get that sorted out?
We can we'll be in recess. We can stop recording, and then after everything gets settled, if they're here on this matter, we need to decide if you want me to come down or if you want to bring the people into the room that you're in. So just need to let me know, but we're in recess for the time being. Start recording. All right, we are back on the record after our recess. This is still December 3rd, 2025. We're here for the Chelan County Hearing Examiner, and we're going to open the record for CUP 25-038. When I started to do that, I was previously advised that there were individuals in the hearing room in person, and staff contacted them, and none of them were in the hearing room to testify regarding this matter. So we're going to proceed. as scheduled via Zoom. So this is conditional use permit CUP 25-038. This matter was continued from October 15, 2025. This is an application for a place of public and private assembly on property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. Now, for the record, I will admit into the record exhibits A and B that are referenced in the staff report. Exhibit C will be the staff report. Exhibit D will be the remainder of the planning staff file. And we'll turn this matter over to Ms. Dretke for the staff presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Examiner. Susan Dretke, Chelan County Community Development. This proposal originally came before the hearing examiner in September, where it was then continued to the October 15th date to allow the applicant to work with the Department of Public Works, who in their recommendation is requiring the relocation of the primary driveway accessing the site. It is intended to be used as a private event center, and they comply with all of the county codes and regulations. The application does. The applicant has indicated that they are intending to go forward with the application as represented by the September 17th staff report. The Department of Public Works has not changed their recommendation of relocation of the proposed driveway, and so we are moving forward with the original proposal.
All right, is there anything further from staff?
No, sir.
All right, thank you very much for that update. I notice there is Mr. Parmley online. Sir, did you wish to offer any, or first of all, I'm sorry, is the applicant ready to proceed? Is there anybody here on behalf of the applicant? All right, I don't see the applicant. The applicant was present on October 15, 2025, when I set this hearing, notified of the date, place, time, manner of the hearing. So the applicant is not present. Now, Mr. Parmley, did you wish to offer any testimony today?
Yes, if I may.
Yeah, I'll have you state your name and address for me, please, and then I'm going to put you under oath.
I am Paul Parmley. My address is 2615 Tuscany Lane, Malaga, Washington, 98828.
All right, sir, I'll have you raise your right hand for me and I'll take your word for it. Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you, sir. And what did you want to tell me?
Yeah, I'm somewhat new to this. As I indicated, I live out in there and I have been receiving water reports from the Malaga Water District that are concerning with the night.
I'm going to stop you, Mr. Parmley. We're talking about a conditional use permit that's over by Cashmere. The other two matters that were on the agenda, P24-444 and P24-473, those were two plat applications out there in the Malaga area, and those were continued today. Those are continued to April 15, 2026 at 1 p.m. There's not going to be any more notices other than this notice that was given at today's hearing. So make a note of that those matters are being heard on April 15, 2026 at 1 p.m.
And where would I get the link to a meeting from the website again, from the Chelan County website?
Chelan County site, they'll have an agenda posted and it will have the links on it. Those hearings are going to be held in person. I will be in person at the hearing room. So that's my preference, is that somebody testifies in person if you can, but I think there's also going to be an online opportunity to testify as well.
Okay. And how would I have known otherwise that this meeting was going to be, How would I have known that this meeting was going to be continued until April?
By coming to the hearing today. And
Oh, gotcha.
if you would have been here at the start of the hearing, that's when I continued it. So
But
that's
the start of
good.
the was the start of the hearing at 9 o'clock?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so I actually was signed on to your Zoom meeting at that time. So it wasn't on my end that I couldn't get the information. That was on your end.
All right. Well, no harm done. And you now know that it'll be heard on April 15, 2026 at 1 o'clock.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, so no other public are present on this matter as well. And the applicant is not here after giving notice of the date, place, time of the hearing. So is there anything further from staff?
Nothing further, sir.
All right. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public record portion of this hearing. I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. This was the only matter to be heard today on today's agenda, so I'm now going to adjourn this December 3, 2025 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. Everybody have a great week. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.